Ben would take me and set them out. Mm-hmm. See, I put 7 quarts in my can, and I cook them 3 long hours. After they start to boil, and I cook them 3 hours. And I put a table or a teaspoon for a table of salt in every quart.
Now this is your tomatoes.
Tomatoes, beans, peas.
Whatever kind you can. Any kind you can.
And I put up 56 quarts of tomatoes, and it wouldn't never one of them come under a pound, 2 pounds. Mm. They was the biggest. Now, how come you know he got such a kick out of them being so big, he could have it boiling past ears and weigh them. Prettiest thing that I ever saw. Mm.
What do you use in ground wheat that's not self-rising to make it rise?
Well, I use baking powders and a little salt. You know, you got to put a little salt in
with
that
too. Right. What do you use to make it rise even more than that kind? It used to come in little cakes.
Little cakes, and these cakes.
What's the inside of an egg called?
Well, there's yolk and the white.
What color's the yolk of?
Yellow. Yeah. And the other is white. You know, these businesses you go in, you've got to ask questions.
I guess so, but it sounds sort of funny, doesn't it?
I know, but then if you go through with it, you got to get your choice.
What are some different ways you can cook eggs?
Well, you can poach them, you can fry them, you can boil them.
Which way you like the best?
Well, I like mine scrambled. That's just put them in your butter and just stir them up. But he likes his and poached.
How do you cook them with?
When I poach them, I put my skillet on there, or my little quart dipper, and I put me a little water in there, and I put me a little of this canned milk in there. And I boil it good together and put me a little butter in there. Now, let it boil down that they won't cook the eggs too done. And I just crack my eggs in there, and that juice will cook the bottom and the top.
Uh-huh, just milk and water mixed together.
And I put my little black pepper in there, if I use butter, I don't put much salt, because you know butter.
Butter's got some.
Some people don't like salty stuff, and I don't make his bit too salty on top of the pan.
What do you call the salt-cured pork that you use to cook greens and things with?
Well, you can use ham hocks, or you can use side meat, or you can use shoulders.
Just whatever kind of pork you want.
Yeah, any part of the hog you want.
Just any part that you want it to do. When you're cutting up a hog, of course you've got your hams and your shoulders, and then the
middling,
the part in the middle. Now what do you use the middlings to make?
Well, most people use it for boiling and frying for breakfast. See?
And that you fry thin to eat with eggs, you call your... When you slice it thin and fry it.
Well, it's just like you buy this bacon, you know. You hear all the people talking about
it. We call ours bacon, though, did you?
But then we called it side
meat. Side meat. Streak of lean.
Yes, streak of lean, streak of fat.
And the outside part of the fat meat that you peeled off.
Skin.
Did you ever cook those meat?
Oh yeah, I used them skins. I make them. Boy, they good. I used to buy them when I have a hog to cook them from. And then another thing about hogs, you make crackerings. You go in there and you call it crackering cornbread.
And that's your fat that dried up from when you were
When you were drying up your lard. That's cracking.
Mm-hmm.